Auburn football unnecessarily gets called out by AL.com. Welcome in to the Barn Social Hour, the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. We made it, guys. It's Friday. We are one more weekend closer to college football, and I cannot wait. But Graham, let's just hop right into it. As I said at the top of the show, AL.com is for some reason shooting shots, throwing shade, whatever you want to call it, at Auburn football. Specifically, the guy that has always done it, Joseph Goodman, for some reason, we live rent-free in his head, I guess. Not sure. But I kind of throw it to you for those that have not read the article, we don't waste, your time. We'll kind of just go into a brief summary of it. But, Graham, I kind of throw it to you.
Yeah, so Joseph Goodman put out an opinion article. It's an opinion. It's specified as an opinion because it is. It's straight up. There's no factual evidence behind it.
Rage bait.
Quite literally, yeah, exactly. But he put out an article. The headline was Auburn football goes soft, trades toughness for spa staycation. Obviously talking about Auburn football and Alex Golish checking into a hotel, which is also technically considered a resort, but it's a nice hotel for fall camp, and staying away from distractions and forcing the team to be together. Clearly in his eyes, he sees it as a staycation. Goodman writes, Golish thinks he's being tough by taking away the keys to his players' sports cars for a couple of days so they can all hang out together at a place where families go on vacation. At the end of the day, I mean, first of all, I wish Auburn fans wouldn't give this the time of day that it's gotten.
It's rage bait.
It's pointless. Clearly nobody else, truly believes that. It's pretty obvious, what Auburn football is doing with this. I genuinely don't understand why this is even allowed to be published.
Are you shocked? It's AL.com.
I just find it, if you're a news source, and I know it's been labeled as an opinion, whatever, an opinion, I don't know the word for it. It's an opinion column. But at the end, why are we, you're a news outlet. Why are we doing this? It's stupid. It's not helpful to anyone. It's just, taking a jab at something to make yourself feel better, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to give it too much, time of day in the spotlight, but I found it incredibly stupid.
No, I mean, it is, and it's not true reporting. It's always been like this with him specifically for years. He's not a real reporter, and he wishes he is, and the articles he put out is purely rage bait. There's nothing factual behind anything he puts out. This is just another example of that. It's not a spa retreat. We're there to, limit distractions, if not get rid of all of them, because like Golish said, there's no girlfriends, no dogs, no cats, no distractions whatsoever. And, yeah, there's a spa there because it's a hotel. It's a resort. That doesn't mean the team's going to be in the spa or resort. You know what I mean?
And what if they are? I mean, it's a time where they are, focusing on football and time with each other. And yeah,
they're there to get mentally right.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It just kind of was a dumb, again, I agree with you. I don't know how it got published, but at the same time, it's AL.com. Their quality of news has kind of hit the fan a long time ago. So it didn't shock me at all that they even let this, get greenlit, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, I think it's stupid. I really do. Again, if the whole reason we wanted to go over it, so you wouldn't give that the time of day, because there's no point in reading it, because it's rage bait. But it's just kind of funny to me that the media machine is just, it's almost like they're scared. They know Auburn's starting to get back to where we need to be a little bit. And I think Golish is that guy to do that. And I know people were screaming from the rooftops, Freeze is the guy. If you saw how he recruited, I agree. I was on the train. I was on the Hugh Freeze train thinking dude, we are in a freeze warning because we are recruiting absolutely just, it was like every single time we land somebody, it's like, dude, this is a insane. When we got Cam Coleman thinking, all right, That's it. Like, no way we're gonna. And then we get Deuce Knight. It's like, whoa, what are we doing? Whoa, you know. And then so on and so forth. And then, you know, everything played out like it did last season. And it was like, okay, well, he's obviously checked out because he's ready to go, you know, tee off somewhere at, you know, wherever he had a, you know, schedule thing that day. But I don't know. I think it's goofy that this was even reported on. I think it could have been spent, you know, elsewhere highlighting something else. But, you know, if that's how you want to spend your time, your free time, and let Auburn live rent free in your head, then go for it, I guess. But you're just adding fuel to the fire, and yeah, they are literally – what's funny is I doubt the team has even seen this because, again, they're cut off. They're not doing anything. Well,
they have their phones and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure, but they're not going to be like, okay, cool, whoever this guy is.
I mean, they're obviously not going to give it the time of day. If anything, they're just going to laugh about it and continue on as
yeah. Because the whole point of this is, like you said, to, you know, get to know each other better, get the chemistry, you know, almost, in my opinion, try to get it perfect. You
and know what I mean? They
it's
even
there. It's yeah. already there. There's nothing and, different.
And Golish even said, like, they were very, like, particular about, you know, like, they really got, like, sat down and, like, were particular about who they were put rooming together. And they tried as much as they could to put a older guy with a younger guy, like, the senior with the freshman or senior mm-hmm. with the sophomore, to, one, hopefully try to build a little bit of a mentorship between the two guys there.
Which
and
I also love.
Just to make them closer. Because, like, I mean, you know, a lot of times you'll see, you know, like, age groups form within a football team. Like, your younger guys will typically hang with each other. Especially like freshmen, because like they're going through it all for the first time together, and the other guys have already been through all that. So breaking that barrier early in fall camp is phenomenal. To make sure your team, because you know everyone, like there's a chance that you know someone from every single age group will be able to play. I mean, freshman all the way to you know fifth year senior like Byram. So it's I think it was a pointless article. I think it was crazy that it was even allowed to be posted, but at the end of the day, I also don't care because I, like I said, I don't care about his opinion on this.
No, it's not real reporting. He's just rage baiting because he thinks he's a real reporter and he's not. He's just kind of there because, again, Auburn lives rent free in his head. So, but yeah, you know what else could live rent free in my head because I think about it all the time? AUShirts.com. That's what. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, the Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We have some other options on the website as well. We add new styles weekly. So again, if you are in Atlanta at home enjoying hair at a tailgate or at home enjoying a game day, let us know you're supporting AUShirts.com by sending us a picture of you and your favorite gear from AUShirts.com. We'd love to shout you out on the show. Again, if you want to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go. You get your business on an index that is full of other businesses run and owned by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is the place for you as well to do that. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do that. Like we've said almost every time we talk about this, it grows by the handfuls. And people like Kyle Rush can attest to that because he sees it every single day. So again, if you know anyone with Auburn ties and has a local business, tell them about buyauburn.com. Again, that is buyauburn.com. Grant, moving on to the back end of the show. It's one of my favorite, almost underrated things about going into a football season is the team photo. It is very old school. It's cool to see it. And they posted it today. I don't know if it was taken today, but
it was a couple days ago because I remember I saw someone in Xavier Atkins' story and they were heading into Jordan here and they were all wearing their jerseys. So I'm assuming okay. Cool.
So Justin Hokanson posted this. Like it was originally posted by, you know, obviously the Auburn football page, but Justin Hokanson posted it. So nothing hits like an old school stadium team picture, Auburn football under Alex Golish version 1.0. So it's I'm excited. We are so close to football.
Less than a month now.
Sound like Hugh Freeze saying we're so close, but we are. We are so close.
29 days, I think.
That is something that I can like confidently guarantee that we're actually close to is football season. So I'm very excited.
Was it nice to watch a football game last night?
Woo! I caught the highlights because I was at the movie theater, but I caught the highlights. It
was a fantastic game, dude. I was like, what a better, no better way to start football season than watching this game right now. It was such
I posted this morning because I got done watching the highlights and I was just sitting there in awe. I was like, this is might be a hot take, but that game was better than this past season's Super Bowl. Because it was literally the Super Bowl with 60 minutes of the Seahawks absolutely dominating the Patriots, and it which was fine. I mean, Derek Hall was on that team. It was cool to see him have some cool moments in the Super Bowl. But Hayes King, dude, Carson Beck, like they like there were guys out there like they were playing for like their job was on the line because it is. I mean I mean obviously the Panthers' job is you know pretty much secure.
And, I mean so is the Cardinals for now. I mean they've already announced Philly Brissett being.
Yeah, but you never know. Carson Beck really showed out last night. That one pass that he had, that guy got rocked. I thought that receiver died straight up. When I was watching, I was like, and then he got up and started doing that. I was like, you got hit by a bus. You're up walking around celebrating. Props to you.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett started for the Panthers last night. He only had 11 attempts at throwing. And then Haynes King had 34. So, like, they benched Kenny Pickett pretty quickly. Yeah. Carson Beck played most of the game for Arizona.
Yeah. I did find it interesting that Pickett, because normally I think it was like this at Pittsburgh when he was there, but he was not wearing two gloves. He was going strictly Michael Jackson yesterday and wearing one glove. Thought it was interesting.
I will say I noticed one of these players last night, but I did not notice two of them. Mm-hmm. Two former Auburn Tigers that I know of for sure played in this game. One of those being Rivaldo Fairweather, obviously former tight end. He had 3 catches for 19 yards.
Look at there.
So that's awesome. But absolute standout on the team last night for the Arizona defense, Austin Keys, former linebacker a couple years ago. He balled out last night. He had, let's see. Oh, wait, there's two guys. He had 11 total tackles, 7 solo and a sack and 2 pass deflections.
It's pretty good.
And then EQ Liotta, who also played for Auburn a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He also was on that Arizona team last night and he had 1 tackle. And it was on the quarterback, but Austin Keys led the team in tackles last night and sack, or he had a sack. So that's awesome. I did not even notice him last night, but that's awesome.
Yeah. I, just watching the highlights, I was like, dude, like I did notice this. Did the Panthers helmet seem shinier than
they were more sparkly than usual.
The lighting, or was that just?
I just think they probably put a new like type of paint on it, a sparkly type. I didn't hate it. It kind of looked cool.
No, it looked great in the highlights, but I was like, I don't remember that.
I don't remember being that like that shiny either.
I can't wait to see because like obviously like we've seen like some of the promo photos with them announcing. The jerseys and the rebrand and whatnot. And then like, you know, obviously with it being a video game, it doesn't, it's not the true, photorealistic what you're seeing with your own eyes, but the Tennessee Titans rebrand.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
I love it. And then I might
get a Keldrick Falk jersey. Not even jersey.
I'm planning on it. As soon as it goes up, if it's already up, I will be getting one.
They just rebranded their mascot like today, or it came out this morning.
It was this morning or last night or something like that.
The name of it, it's a raccoon, and it I don't hate it at all. It looks more like an actual raccoon now.
Yeah, it does. Infamous trash panda, if you will, for those Huntsville natives that are listening. But me and my dad will be at a trash panda's game later this month, actually. Exciting. That game last night was something else. And if that's an indicator of how football season could be this year, whether it's college or pro, I'm all for it. I'm here.
About came down to the last play of the game and Carolina had a chance to tie the game. And instead they're like, nah, we're winning this thing. And Haynes King took it to himself and scored. And it was a rematch of Haynes King and Carson Beck from, cause that Georgia Tech game that went into like 8 overtimes. And I think, correct. Someone please correct me if I'm wrong. It might have been the week after, actually, but it was really close to when Auburn. It was the same season that Auburn had played Texas A&M to four of times. And it might have been the same night, but it also might have been the week later because that was rivalry week. The week later,
I think it was a week later because
it was like our game was like, oh my gosh, game of the year. And then the following week that happens, I was like, oh my gosh, and they're
the right there. Oh man, yeah,
it was a fun week because I remember watching that game at home, and that would have been the same time as the Texas A&M.
Because I was still like trying to, I was like still out of it from the A&M game because we went, me and my buddy,
that
rushed the field
of the A&M game was also, I just noticed this on this picture. The shrubs are still damaged from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were like that on A Day. I was like, dude, they're still messed up.
That's from that A&M game. I actually have a piece of the bush of one of those hedges and a rock from Jordan here in my room somewhere from that night.
Yeah, me and my buddies, we were in the nosebleeds, and we walked down, like, we went to the opposite Jumbotron, I guess where that is now, and we walked down that way and avoided the hedges, and it was funny. I didn't have a choice. I don't want to get him in trouble, but
I had to go.
Do what?
So I didn't have a choice in the student section. I just had to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go. You have to. That's just tradition. But I don't want to give him in trouble because he is a police officer, but he made eye contact with me because he was like stopping people trying to get on the field. And he saw me and goes, it's like, come on, kid. He's like, get on down here. Come on. War damn, brother. War damn. But yeah, that is a game I will never forget. That was so much fun.
Because we won that game. And then that weekend was the Maui Invitational. And we won the Maui Invitational. That I was like, oh my gosh, Auburn athletes. And like Auburn fans, like, we're beating Bama this week. We are going to go into Tuscaloosa and beat Bama, and then obviously that didn't happen. But man, that was.
If you can't see what I'm doing, I'm trying to put the IV in. I need that in my vein. I need that in my veins again. But yeah, that what a week, what a week, what a time. Can't wait to make more memories though. This coming football season, I'm really excited. Another thing though, real quick, I wanted to touch on because I thought this was really cool. So, Auburn's former basketball player Miles Kelly, who played for the Mavericks, and this all relates back, I promise. I'll come back around. The Mavericks recently have put out a post in regards to Cooper Flagg, who played at Duke. Stay with me. He played at Duke. They basically put out a bounty hunt for his rookie debut card that is autographed.
Yeah, so rookies, like when they have their rookie debut, mm-hmm. they get a patch on their jersey. It might be on the back, but it's like a gold patch or something that mm-hmm. Is like their debut patch they wear when they have their, debut.
Mm-hmm. And it basically, they are looking for that card.
Yeah, so that card is out there right now, and they are offering a bounty for it.
Yeah, and the bounty, the big thing of the bounty is, you said 30 years of season tickets for the Dallas Mavericks?
Yeah. So you get two Mavericks season premium lower level tickets for 32 years, a Cooper signed game worn rookie jersey, a post-game photo with Cooper, a private photo shoot with the NBA Rookie of the Year trophy and the Larry O'Brien Championship trophy, a VIP tour of the Mavericks practice facility and a team meet and greet, and a private basketball experience for up to 10 guests at American Airlines Center, which is their basketball arena.
Yeah.
And then a road trip experience to see the Mavericks versus Boston Celtics, including round trip airfare, hotel accommodations, and game tickets. All for a trading card because Cooper wants it.
Yes. And, you know, how this relates to Auburn. Miles Kelly, who used to play with the Mavericks. I don't know where he is now. I don't know how he ended up with Summer League. I'm not really sure.
Played for the Spurs in the Summer League.
That's right. Not really sure how that ended up, but basically, bottom line, same situation. He wants his card as well. He is the Auburn men's basketball put out a post about it. Obviously, with him not being connected with the Mavericks anymore, the only thing that he has the connection to is he's literally wearing a Mavericks jersey in the card with the little patch that's still on there with autograph. So be on the lookout for that because he's looking for it as well. But hot take, if I have the Cooper Flagg card, like if I'm in possession of it right now, I want money. I think the season tickets are maybe the only cool thing with that, to be honest with you. 32 years of season tickets are cool, but technically awesome. You could get the season tickets for 32 years and just have a second form of income and just sell tickets every season.
I mean, yeah, that card's probably worth millions. Let me see if I can find an evaluation on it.
I'm sure, but, like, yeah, Zach would know.
Yeah, he would. I'm sure. I mean, like, look, if I, so obviously I don't live in Dallas.
No.
Holy moly. It's valued between 1 million to 2 million plus. So.
What?
Yeah. So, obviously, like, I mean, if I lived in Dallas and I was the biggest Mavericks fan of all time, I would consider that. But if you could sell it for over $1 million, dude, then you can just buy season tickets for the next 32 years.
You're set for life. You are set for life.
You just invest some of that money. If it's more than two, dude, yeah, you just invest that money, you're fine.
Yeah, put that thing in Robinhood.
So, dude, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That is crazy. Well, shout out to whoever has that card, because you are the most sought after human being in the sports world right now.
So, like, Paul Stevens last year sold for $1.11 million for his, like, debut.
Holy crap, dude. Jeez. But yeah, that's very interesting. I'm curious. I'm gonna keep a close eye on that, because I'm sure there'll be something that'll come out about that soon. No way someone holds on to that Miles Kelly card that long. But the Cooper Flagg thing, that is very, very intriguing to keep up with if you're a sports fan and just a collector in general. That's something cool to keep up with. But by the way, nice hat, Graham. We, like, kind of coordinated on the hats today. I'm wearing a navy Sailor Aubie Nike hat, and Graham is wearing the the cream, like, kind of beige Sailor Aubie hat. That's also a Nike hat. But
Speaking of cards, by the way, Dylan Cardwell also has one out there.
Yeah, with his favorite verse on it.
Yeah, he's got a Bible verse on it, which I think is so awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And he says he hopes that it landed in the right person's hands, too. So that was really cool. And I know a lot of, like, Sacramento fans have taken a big liking to Dylan, because not only is he a good person, he's turned out to be really good.
He's also just, like, a hype guy that, you know, you don't typically see in the NBA, which is,
yeah,
it's refreshing to fans to see, like, yeah, oh my gosh, this guy's bringing the hype. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool to see, for sure. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. You got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, everyone have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you all for watching this week. We will be back on Monday with
one thing, actually.
Yeah.
This will be the last time y'all see this exact background for a long time. I'll be moving in back to college, and all this will be coming with me. Just I'll be in a new space. Might be a little closer to me, but it'll look basically the same.
Graves, we'll be back to school. Let's go. Let's go, man. That's awesome. Well, yeah. Well, everyone have a great rest of your weekend. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow us on socials, wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to hit the like button, turn on notifications. Don't miss anything from us, because we are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Y'all have a great rest of your weekend, and we will see y'all Monday. As always, War Damn. We'll see you next time.
See ya.